We'll continue down our agenda. We're going to move to number 5. This is an information item. This will be our South Dakota Go Outdoors update. Keith Fisk will be joining us virtually today. So, Keith, whenever you are ready, you can go ahead and begin.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Keith Fisk, I'm the Licensing Program Administrator. Just have a brief, folks, or a brief update for you folks since the last meeting. As you know, the draws are pretty much complete here for the 2023 season. The wind's blowing, the cattail fuzz is flying, and a lot of the seasons are underway. So a lot of the heavy lifting is certainly done for this year, with the exception of obviously over-the-counter license sales like archery deer licenses and, of course, small game combination, those types of things. Couple noteworthy points I wanted to mention. September 12th, we did hold a leftover drawing for our East River and West River deer licenses. Those were available first come, first serve. All of those licenses were antlerless licenses. And due to the fact that a lot of the licenses were decreased overall as a state this year, those leftover antlerless licenses pretty much sold out in about 10 minutes. So it was a highly sought after event, pretty high volume. The system worked well, and we were able to issue out those licenses for people to enjoy yet this fall. We also had our the Custer State Park Trophy and Custer State Park Non-Trophy Bison Hunts. Those went off well here in September as well. And I'm also happy to report that we saw tremendous growth in that application period. We saw a 70% increase in the number of applicants for the trophy bison and a 62% increase for the non-trophy bison. So again, doing some additional outreach and education of folks to make those individuals aware of that unique opportunity certainly paid dividends for people to be able to apply and have a shot at those licenses. Right now, the Prairie Fall Turkey, the third draw is currently open. That third draw is going to close on October 16th at 8 a.m. Central Time. And then a week from today, our return deer license drawing is going to open up for applications. So that will open on October 12th, and it closes a week later on October 19th, at 8 a.m. Again, if you folks recall, in 2020 with the COVID-19 pandemic, our agency took a different position and we started to allow people to return licenses for refunds. We went through a couple different types of actions to be able to award those licenses out. Where we've been here for the last couple years is we hold this return tag drawing where individuals that do not already possess any deer license are eligible to come in for one of these return licenses. And someone that wouldn't be hunting a buck deer, for example, has no other option other than, you know, if they were fortunate enough to pull one of these licenses in this drawing. So it really is a highly sought after drawing. Currently, right now, there's about 600 licenses that we have that are going to be available in this drawing. There's still obviously a few more that are coming in since the deadline was September 30th. We made individuals aware of that September 30th deadline through a vast number of emails. We've done social media, it's in the hunting handbook. It's also in the paperwork and the rules and the regulations that go along with every big game tag that's printed in South Dakota. Had that September 30th deadline for the combined deer seasons and East River and West River special bucks. So I do feel like we did a tremendous job to make people aware of that. And again, with over 600 licenses already returned for that deer drawing, obviously a lot of people are taking advantage of that this year. Other than that, Madam Chair, you know, our staff's doing a lot of prep work behind the scenes, working with our vendor Brandt to make sure that the pheasant opener here in a couple weeks goes off without any major glitches. Obviously, that's a tremendously busy and a high volume event. We want to make sure that we have everything in place to make sure that that goes off without any issues and we're able to respond, take care of any problems, those types of things. So a lot of work definitely goes in behind the scenes, but people are anxiously awaiting for those sales to occur, and it's going to happen here relatively shortly. So with that, I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Very good. Any questions for Keith Fisk about the South Dakota Go Outdoors update or comments? Sounds like things are moving in a good and positive direction. Outreach is working, so good job. Thank you.
All right, thank you.